picking up from the term Beis Yosef and Reish Vav. So the Torah starts called Amrish Varchalov Laachloy Lariach by Sarach Loichas by Yamin Kishum of Varich. So you have to hold it by Yamin. That's also covered a bracha. You hold it to be a min. The pasuk means that an eater would hold it b'smol, because that's the way he shows covered. So the general rule is that when you use a min, use small. Is so Chaim Kanievsky in his Kuntres Ish Iter, which is in his Pirish on commentary on Masechtas Tefillin. So he has a Kuntres Ish Iter, which eventually one of his Talmidim got Rishus to make it into a whole sefer. So he wrote Klolim in different cases, and he made it, put it on top and made a Pirish on the bottom. So, you know, we have before Shimon Rechaim Kanievsky already is a whole sefer, so it's already a Madrega in Klal Yisrael. So he makes Klolim over there. He says basically the Klal, anytime that the Nakuda of Yamin is to show covered, so then a person who's an Eter would use his left hand, because that's his Yamin. There are cases where the mile of Yamin is else Kabbalistically, because the Midas Yamin, which is Chesed, should overcome the Midas Gevura. So we're there, it's not totally in the person lefty, but also still use his right hand. Because that's Klapi Yamin and Yismal B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's, so the Moshe says you're supposed to get dressed the right side of your clothing first. That's how it's the Maisa being Malbish, the Midas Chesed over the Midas Gevura. Right, the Mishabura over there, that's that, even a lefty which should do that. Okay. So the Maisa we pass Gani Shiter should use the left hand. Well, his quote unquote right hand. His right. Yamin Shalom. For this din of making a bracha. So that's all din of cover, it's also din of cover a bracha. Fine. And Rachel Lechel, a mashkat, she be you, the fun of. Be Kiddush also. Yeah. It's also in the game by Bichus and Mitzvahs. So a martial person who's a lefty gets involved in the Kabbalistic issue, but holds the lulav in his left hand and his eshek in his right hand. But then when you put it together, so the way we have it, it's hadas, lulav, rava, eshek, if you hold it righty, he doesn't have it that way, he has the other way. That's the Kabbalistic issue. Right? Well, that there's an order for that in the Shem Havaya. So that's an issue. So I'm saying, but that the kud of Yamin over there is also covered a bracha. That's the, he shows covered with his stronger hand. So that's the more covered thing for him. So that's machriya. The whole din Yamin is the whole milus Yamin is a din Yamin Kabbalah. So then you go bust Yamin the Alma. Okay. So he made a bracha Ashiru Lefanu. So that's. You should make the bracha. It has to be there. Birach lachachivul lefanu, but sarach lavar pamacheres. That's the Rambam. Alba misha birach alperish lefanu vachachivul lo yoser moisemin ein sarach lavar alba misha loy hoyul lefanu kishabirach. I mean, that's really the flip side of this. Then, if you tell me that if it wasn't there, you need a bracha. It means if it wasn't, you don't need a bracha, right? Bechara, they go together. So now the lashon of the Torah is me'oseh min. So it's the Beis Yosef. Amasha kasa ravenal avamisha birach al peiris shalafan avachah viyo lo yoseh me'oseh min. Near the love that lo bein sheh me'oseh min mamish. Elahayna lormer shiyah mimin birachas avishin. Okay, so the source is, it has to be the same bracha. Right? As long as it's, in other words, he's not coming lafuk anything. You're saying if it's the same bracha, it's nichlal. Okay. So within Zen Nira Shula Nilma Mimash Kosmar Ashba, Gabi Dorm and Boy Masuda, Bishamar Ben Zakaya, the Pierce Rashi, the Papa Shina Abishala Hoyo Paris the fun of Bishashavir called the past Kim Lav is a past same boy and him soon broke a cloud. Hey Kosov Ben Omanoya, the Hakimash Mishami, the Amasamay, Bisamak fine. There's a more later on, but Kulanavka, the Bechosihi. Now, if I'm actually the same Kuvain test, Bisham Koba, because the Kobos is not like this. The Kabbalah says that whatever you bring new, you need a bracha. And it says that who adin by case of pas, even if you're bringing a malapis as a pas, unless you mamash eat it with the pas, so then it's a tuffle. But if you don't eat it, if you eat it, it's part of a meal. If it wasn't there, b'shas bracha, you needed a bracha on it according to the kol bayit. So a person would say a moitzi, right? Now, pasha, whatever's in the house, if it comes out, that's called, right? That's lefanov. But you're telling das bel, well, even das bel bayis, it doesn't hold works, you know, according to the kol bayit. So the kol bayit really is the most machmer of this. And he's making brachas. You bring new food to the table, so according to him, it wasn't nechon lebracha. So you need a bracha, shahako, whatever it is, you'd bench on it. But you wouldn't need a bracha chorna. You wouldn't need a bracha chorna, but bracha rishona you would need. Then the dark commercial over here brings that rasha that we spoke about on Sunday. So he has a connection here, which we didn't focus on Sunday. Sunday just wanted to focus on this concept of Greira, but he really adds in the kud over here. He brings the Rash, but they call him Mormon. They how they encircle the work, should reveal the Paris, a chairman, Hano, should die to allow you, Mithila. I should summon a shulchan shalachem, should die to come as you be you like. I mean, the Hoya die to allow Mithila, circle after the work. Okay. So that there's a sheet that says that that's not true. The fact that the only reason why it's Nimshach is because you had Das in it. But if you didn't have Das in it, so Das could be either because you planned or because you bring somebody who's planning. But you would need a new bracha. Then who did the Khan? Abu Bez Yosef, Rish Simon Zed, Kosim Shem Rash, the Mocha Tapuchim and Birch Olaim, Bachavio, the Fon of a Gozim, it's a book of Vibul Yosef, the Purchase of Gozim, Begreiris, Birchus, Tapuchim. So there's a Muslim of a Greira, and the Greira works from the Tapuchim even to a Gozim, so it's a different mint. Avalim, Enoch Vivim, Enoch Tapuchim, as a Gozim, Elim Kenis Kavan, and Betchila. But this din of Greira, it's not a din of Kavan, you didn't have Das in it, but it works also din of Greira. So he says, Greira only works from the more chashiv to the less chashiv, not from the less chashiv to the more chashiv. So, what's chashiv? So that's all, we have all the levels of kedimas brachas. So the Rashi discusses a case of shivas aminim versus non shivas aminim, Esther versus zayas. So he makes a bracha on the zayas. It includes the Esther. He makes a bracha on the Esther. It includes the zayas, unless he has beferish kavana. Then the Rashi himself fears zayas. The fees there will come out. We pass them to the din of chaviv. So a person makes a bracha on the non chaviv, and then decides to eat the chaviv. So you couldn't say great. You cannot say greira, and you need a new bracha. So this is very negel lemaisa. This has tremendous hashlachot lemaisa. So a person likes meat more than he likes chicken. But he opens up the fridge, he says, you know what, he's eating lunch, you know, he pulls out and says, you know, I eat the chicken, you know, I'm not sure if I'm planning to eat. He's not really thinking about more. But so if his derech is every day, he always starts with one thing, ends with eating 15 things. So maybe that's called das, that's what we were discussing before, maybe that's called das. But he's not thinking, you know, sometimes he eats one thing, he eats more things. So the brachas, the birchas amin of shahakol, so based on what the Torah says, will include other things of the same bracha. So he's not Dafka's thinking that. He's not tolling Das Balabais. He's the Balabais. He's not tolling Das Ishtar. He's not tolling, he's not an Arayach. He's starting a meal and he'll sort of like, you know, later on he's going to decide. But he's not even deciding that fact. That's just what he does. He eats and then later on he thinks about some more. And he makes a bracha on the chicken. He needs a new shahakal on the meat because the meat is chaviv. If he made a bracha on the meat, and he decided to eat the chicken also, I'm not talking about can't say his mama's a nimlach. His mama's a nimlach, he always needs a bracha. He's not a nimlach, he's stam, right? Which I think is standard das for a lot of people. So that'd be very negaya. So this sin of the Rashi of Chaviv versus non-Chaviv plays itself out, could play itself out regularly. This only was not pefonim. No, everything in the house. He says that the if you know vada, you're going to have it, and it's there in the house. You would need a new bracha, but that's the only case you're vada going to have it. Zvarish yuva etzloi. So that's called you don't have to be chayzer. But that's the vada. If you're gonna vada, it's gonna you're already gonna have it. No. You could say that, but you have to say that, or you have to think it. I'm having lunch. You know, my lunch is whatever's left over anywhere in the house. I'm going to consume. All right, that's what he normally does. That's not. Or even maybe I'm saying, but if he doesn't think, if he doesn't think about it, you know, he sits down. You know, he's sitting down there with a piece of chicken. You know, it's his mid morning snack number three, right? He's a chicken, right? So he has a piece of chicken, you know. Next thing you know, he's eating a piece of meat, right? You know, he wasn't planning to have a piece of meat. He was not planning to have a piece of meat, right? So according to if it's the same min, you would not eat a bracha. But Dr. Ashford, there's a tanai of chaviv. So if you really like meat other than chicken, so why'd you pick the chicken? The kasher ma'isa, right? So, I'm saying, but we pass in chaviv is totally what the person generally likes better, not what he likes right now. So right now, you know, it's a piece of chicken, so you decide to have a piece of chicken, you know. Right? It's, you know, what they call a seafood diet, right? You see the food, you eat it. What? It's on the shelf. You see, you eat it. Right, so now the meat is the first thing on the shelf. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav takes this din of the Rashba. So Rashba discusses Sivas Aminim, the Rashba discusses Chaviv. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's not limited to those things. It applies any of the dinim of Kedima. So he says, so if you have Passover B'Kisnin and Maisa Kedera, so Passover B'Kisnin is min pas, so that's more choshev than Maisa Kedera. So a person starts out the meal and he makes a bracha on Lakshin, and then later on he has a piece of cake. It would be the same issue. If he planned, you know what, I'm going to be eating more things. So he had in mind for those that he's going to be eating more. So when he made the mezonos, he had in mind to cover the Passover B'Kisnin also. But Stama Bracha on a Maisa Kedera would not cover the Passover B'Kisnin. Taking it a step weiter, so I saw Rabbi Badner points out, if you make a Bracha on an oatmeal cookie, which doesn't have wheat flour in it, then you want to eat later on Passover B'Kisnin, which is wheat. Chita goes before Shabbat Shuo, so your bracha on your oatmeal cookie wouldn't work for your. So you have a choice of eating your Oreo, which is wheat flour, and eating your oatmeal cookie, which is oat flour. You should the dinei kedima is that you should make the bracha on the wheat, but if you made a bracha on the oatmeal cookie. And then you go to eat the Oreos, so you're going to need a bracha, unless it was fun of or you had das, etc. This concept does apply theoretically to the din of pas. So, Marshall, that kolboy that he's coming, you know, that he's referring to, right, is playing himself out his discussions in the case of a malapis, right, or even the Rashba is discussing. The starting point is the Rashba, right? The Rashba is being Masber, the Rebbeinu Zechariah, the Rezach Yoel Levi's answer in Rashi, if it's dealing with something which is a malapis, which is a tough one, so what's the Chiddush that's Nichol on the Brachlam? See, the Chiddush is even though it wasn't Lefanav. And that's what the Kolbo said, that's not true. So the Kolbo said, you said Amoitzi. Yeah, Amoitzi covers all the foods which are malapis together. So we pass it not like that, even if it wasn't Lefanav. So it's nichlal. So that means we're not worried about this stam das issue, and the Rashba's issue doesn't really apply because it's the most chashuv thing, and that bracha is called everything else. But you could have scenarios where it would play out. From Oprah to Wheatbread, you would have a problem. You'd need a new Hamotzi, yeah. No, so that dinner, that the dinner kadima, you're supposed to say that a bracha on the one which is more chashiv. It's only if right now I'm ready to eat both of them. But if I'm not planning to eat both of them, even I may plan to have it later. But right now, so that. Okay, so this dinner of this Rashba, which Mishnah Berurah quotes. I mean, the Ramah quotes it. Halacha lemaisa in Reish Yud Beis in the Dinei Kedima. No, Reish Yud Aleph. Your bracha Shabbos Yotze Dein Tzarech Lasa Levorach Al Zeh Shehayu Lahakdim. If you said the other one first, so the bracha of the non chashiv works to the chashiv. But that batshe he died to gam alav b'birchas. But only if you had das. But if you didn't have das, the bracha of the non muktam, and so the muktam wouldn't work. Fine. Fine. I guess we'll do Sevav and then we'll go to the Shulchan Aruch, even though that's him, it's two sugyas. Not to be the pre lachlo, birchalov, v'nafim yada, v'neva. Sarach lachsa lavarach afapi, shahayim oisa min lafana bish yoser kishabir chalavishan. Shitas harash, it was there. You still need a new bracha. Sarach lorimer berach shem kamal salalom boed, al shahayim shem shemayim lavatol. Vim loy omar, kishanof ala bracha to Hashem, lorimer lakenim yisayim yermin ladin kukecha, shenir kukar hazik vein kamat to shem lavatol. Ove alam asamayim, Vavarach v'shoyse al pi shamayim shoyse l'hayu l'fonav kishabirach inei shal kach nizkav mitzil. Okay. It's not ma'akev. If you see from Amos Amayim, it's not ma'akev. Well, because there's a mile, he's supposed to hold it. That's why we have Sif Dalet.
But I'm saying, but the consequence of dropping it is worse than not holding it in the first place. It's that being clear as the branch.
Yeah, we don't pass that Yerushalmi. You wonder what would Yerushalmi hold about that? I don't know. Right? Yerushalmi says you shouldn't be perished the bread because you're afraid you might have this chashash. The Bible is not worried about that, the chashash. You're not worried about the chance of you dropping the food. I should have the mile of holding it. I shouldn't do it because I'm worried about the chashash. You might. So the Yerushalmi is chashash for such a possibility. That's why the Yerushalmi says don't cut the bread until afterwards because you're afraid otherwise you're going to drop it. But the Bible is not worried about that. You're supposed to hold it. You can hold it with the Ayin Kav.
No, I'm saying you have multiple
tours. Yeah, That's not the question. The question is, maybe we should not hold anything in our hands in order to avoid the whole problem. I'm planning to eat two apples. Maybe I shouldn't hold any apples in my hand to avoid the problem. Or I'm not planning to have to eat toes. I'm eating an apple with the potential of eating, right? If I plan to eat both, it's going to be a machloikus, right? But according to Rush, even you plan to eat both, maybe I should not hold either. This way I won't get any shash brachas of my dropping it. Well, I'm going to drop it.
Doesn't
Rav
also see
the verse? Yeah, because of a different reason, because the Milo is hanging on a shul him, not because we're afraid. The Baalvi comes along and says, these Cheshbonos of Milo of Sholem is not Sholem, etc. Yishalmi says, there's no Milo of Sholem, they're exactly equal, right? But we're worried, right? We're fadaigid that you're going to drop it. The Baalvi says, don't worry about it, they're not going to drop it. So why? Oh, because of Sholem. Right? The Baalvi's not worried about the Cheshbon. Okay. Now, when the so the Beis Yosef brings the Yerushalmi, then he brings the Kasha of a Rosh. Then he says, then he brings a Gus Mamis Kasha of Hashem Rabbeinu Tam, the Imbirach Alakais of Nishbach. So Yerushalmi had a suffix, so my suffix you don't make a bracha. So you see the bracha is chal and everything. So the bracha is chal on the other items as well. Fine. Mesur Minan, the Gemara says that Kula Navka, the Brachosihi, the whole valley, everything in the valley is included in my bracha. I will call the Monach Keme, Chali Bracha Luye, Adkan. Receive it, Sarah Lerman, the Masha Kosar Ben Otam, Vivioloi Kais Acher, Shay Daito Love Mishor Mishana. So, the Ravid says it's totally in, if it's Lafonim or not. The Rebbeinu Tam is totally in Das. The Zoshan Shemuel and Ekim says the Masasi Rav written this is going to Mubarak al-Kais and Nichol Mimenu Oysa Kais while this is Kais Acher Kais and Mubarak Pamashniya who didn't look hold over right Mishami Nasa Tamusa Mubarak al-Mistabi the way Ipshit Bayan. This is going to say it. So Shemuel like it says, the seven source of Garden Zal Shri the Kateko the Surah of the Khumra. He holds as a din like Kateko the Surah, which goes the Khumra. No. Correct. You hold the food also. You don't have to. He's arguing on. Okay. Fine. Now, he goes on to Birchas Mitzvahs for a second. So he brings two sheetahs over. He brings the sheet of the Ravid. It's totally in, if it's in front of you or not. So if it's in front of you, the bracha is chal in it. So Simela, in the case of Tamusa, which he had, like the Rosh is master, he had other Tamusim there, you would not need a new bracha. The Ben Otam does not make the Tanai of it being there. So the Beis Yosef says that the Rebbeinu Tam's Cheshbon is a Cheshbon of Daitoi. So according to the Rosh, so the Rosh holds that Das doesn't work and the fact that Lefanov doesn't work. The Ravid says Lefanov works. It doesn't discuss Das. The Rebbeinu Tam holds Das works. He doesn't discuss Lefanov. The Rosh says neither one works. That's the assumption how to learn the Ravid and the Rebbeinu Tam. There's going to be in the Sekelim and Shechurach, there's going to be machlokes about it, but that's the assumption how to learn. Okay. Fine. It gets all bigger than mitzvah. Let's skip that for now. Mitzvah is b'shuvas Ashkenazios, which is the shuvas Maril, im birch adam alayayin. So there were shutoyim humayim. So he made a bracha reper gofen and realizes that it's really water, not wine. So he made the bracha reper gofen on water. Doesn't work. Yisrael lachso ulevarach. Does he have to get a reper gofen? When he decides not to drink the water, he tries goes to drink wine. Does he need a bracha on the wine? Now, if the case was v'daita lahoisa lahoitzei acherim gam kemri v'chasa, and other people actually had wine, so his bracha was for himself and for all the people there. And his bracha was chal brei pirgofen on their cups. V'heishiv dein tzarch lachso lavarach brei pirgofen mipam shni shen it's me'archa shoh yedaita lishtos yayin. I'm not sure what he means. But everybody else had wine. So his bracha was chal on the wine. And he also said his bracha for the purpose of wine. If he said a reper gofen thinking, planning to drink water, it's not a good bracha. So he's not going to need a new bracha. But he said reper gofen planning to drink wine, and the bracha is chal on wine. So the bracha is chal. So to Dr. Moshe, nearly shizua tshuva sfir like kedas Rebbeinu Tam, v'harayv it, v'das arosh, v'rambam, v'Rebbeinu Yonah, tzarech lachso l'varach. So, according to the Rosh, the bracha is chal and what he has in his hands. So what's health mirror that there's other cups out there, right? That doesn't help me. So this one wasn't wine. And his kavanah was that should be chal, break your governor on this cup. It doesn't work. But according to the swar of the Ravid, the bracha is chal on everything which is there. According to Rebbeinu Tam, it's only in your das. Your das is to cover all of the, include all the cups. And that's really the Rebbeinu Tam, when you look at the Lashon Rebbeinu Tam, some of the others trying to bring it, it says, it's not going on the cup, it's going on another person. The same way my bracha covers another person, it should cover me, another cup. It can cover his other cup and cover my other cup. Right? That's almost what we're saying over here. So my bracha, Reb Gavin, covered his other cup, so it'll cover my other cup also. It doesn't. I don't want to drink water. But the problem is, I didn't speak anything. I want to go now, take a wine, and drink. But I set a break for Goffin on something which wasn't chal. So to the middle of time, it's not chal what's in my hand, it's chal on everything else. Also, according to the Rosh, it's only chal what you have in your hands. Everything else is greira. Well, it wasn't chal, so how come there's no greira? So the new company, the new break for Goffin. Not everybody gives this Dr. Moshe. So. If when you set the breakfast up and you plan to drink wine, Pasha should be totally in. So there's. There's a Ramua. In Kufsam Azayin Vav, so a person makes a bracha and he speaks between the bracha and the achilah, so the bracha is not chal. So the Ramah says in a case like this that So it's a case like this. So Reuven said a bracha to much other people. And so he made a bracha, and he ate. The other people which were yards with him spoke before they ate. Since the bracha of the Betzeah was chal on what he said, memela, that they're not considered a hefsek. It means they're mamish being yaitzah with the grora of the mavorach. Right, that's what the Ramah holds. The Mishabura basically brings that everybody in the world argues with this Ramah. That way. So then the Mishnah brings, Imavorach Soch Kadim Shatoa. So Reuben said, Hamoitzi, and make a case. Everybody had their own Lecha Mishnahs, it's like a Gewaldic, you know. And he said, Hamoitzi. And everybody's waiting for the Hamoitzi with him. Then he spoke before he ate, but they didn't speak. So Imavorach Soch Kadim Shatoa, after Shamim Lois Sochu Klau, Maash Reposim Lechur, the Shuben and Yetzim Rabracha. So in other words, since his bracha ends up being a bracha lebatala, because he spoke before he ate, even though b'shas they were yotze with it, it wasn't a bracha lebatala because there was nothing wrong with b'shas, right? So they cannot be yotze with his bracha, which ends up being a bracha lebatala. That's or not shemekayna, like they said a bracha, b'shas ma'ase was said properly. The fact that later on he messed himself up doesn't take away from them being yotze with the shemekayna. No, it wouldn't make a difference. I'm sorry, what? That is only true by Kiddush. That's not true by Stam, Birchas, and Hanan. So your case would be the same Sarafian. Which so that's in Simchas Hamazayin Sifov. Okay. Fine. What else I want to see over here? What? Yeah. So that fine. Just one point over here, which I just want to point out. So Yonah was asking about taking the Surah Lechumra. So we spoke about this. Way back when we said the case of work, and when there's an Isser, if you learn that the Isser is a Talot of Lechiyah Bracha, so some of Bracha is Lechokel, would mean in the case where I can't make a bracha, then I'm allowed to eat. There's no isser, because the isser is a talad of the bracha, where the emek bracha learns. If you learn there's an isser, and the isser is the mechayiv of the bracha, so I understand some of the bracha, I can't make a bracha, but I can't eat. Because I cannot have a suffering isser. If I don't make a bracha, I can't eat. So this is mechayiv sinim marshon and marshal. We mentioned mechayiv sinim marshon and marshal in Imsachim and Kuf Beis. So the marshal says that. So bracha lehakol means that you can't make a bracha misafik. You're not allowed to eat. So where's the negeya? It's negeya by birchas and mitzvahs. You say, you know what, do the mitzvah, don't make a bracha. But by birchas and hanan, so bracha lehakol doesn't mean you have the elsalon ha'elam zeblo bracha. Jesus Marsha is learning that's an ikar, that's not a lot of the key of bracha. That's bad. So if I'm not sure if I made a bracha or not, I'm not sure if I yotze my bracha or not, so I'm not allowed to eat the food. Because if the tzaddik didn't make a bracha, I'm not allowed to eat. And Marshall says no. Some bracha l'hakol would fly to berachas in Hanan also. And the case, since I can't make a bracha myself, I can eat without a bracha. And we said then, l'char, that this issue, whether the getter of osel l'hakol is spelled as a bracha, is mikra adin. Like the Pnei Yeshua says, in Me'elit, theoretically, Mechayev bracha shvid in the Raisa, the Tzlach, you can't make mitzvahs in the Raisa, based in Tzoras, etc. That whole discussion. Right? The Marshal stands like that. And the Marshal says, the Isser is, when you have a Chiyah bracha, you shouldn't eat without a bracha. The more it counts in the language of Isser, also that was a bracha. But like you pointed out then, it's not really true. There are many Hanoas from others that which we are in a Hanoah without a bracha. The more it has to be a pasuk teacher that says in bracha on reyach. Of course, it's in bracha on reyach. You like reyach. Also, hanos will deserve a bracha. Sicha, person. Whereas the sicha is kishtiyah. You have also because it's a form of it's mamash equivalent of shtiyah. So we don't make a bracha on sicha. Geshmak. My hands are really chapped, and I take this very good lotion, and I feel so good. Bracha darshem alchem alchilom. I call the abivaro, and I smear it on my hands. No such bracha. Also, hanos will deserve a bracha. Bia, we spoke about the Tasha Mishmita, right? We make a bracha on Tasha Mishmita. So there's a wild shita from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you make a bracha on it. Right? So it's a din. When Chazar Mechayev, based on Asmachta from the Psukim, we see by bread, there's a din, you're making a bracha. So Chazal said, you know, the Chila deserves a bracha. And the male is an Isla, so I can't make a bracha. So it's a date. Ask my kid, right? So, we mentioned then that Tosis and Yerbeis and Aleph, Tosis says that in the sugya over there, was Suffolk and the Gemara, whether you're a bracha or not. So, Tosis says, brings it, the Rif says, you don't make a bracha, Suffolk, Sveika, Lakula, because it's a Suffolk Rabbanon. And Tosis says, no, Lachumer, you make a bracha. Tosis and Yerbeis and Aleph. Says, Lachumer, you make a bracha. So, the Kamega over there points out in the Gillian, that it's told in this Machlokes and Marshal. According to Marshal, that you can't be honest with my bracha. So I have to make a bracha. It's a bracha levatala. No, it's not. Right now I have a situation where I need to eat, and the only way I'm allowed to eat is by making a bracha. So that I have a need to make this bracha. Maybe I said the bracha, but maybe I was ready before. Okay, maybe. But and practically on the ground, I cannot eat without making a bracha. So I have a need to make the bracha. So it's not a wasted bracha. It's a very valuable bracha. It takes me out of my suffix, which I'm also to eat, to a case where I'm able to eat. So it's accomplished something. It's not a bracha l'mazal. It's for Kamegar, is it? So when the Nissen Goyen says that you make a bracha l'mazal, because it has the sake of the Yisur l'chumra, so somebody asked me, says, Sama brachos l'hakel. How's that shim? So I said, there's no such gemara, Sama brachos l'hakel. Right? There's no such gemara. It's in the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch, when he brings this in, a case of a person has a suffix, whether he made a bracha or not, he shouldn't make another bracha. And the Reish test, the Maror Malkim, the Torah says, it's Kasav Rambam. Right? And the Baruch Gaila says, Kasav Rambam. You know, Maror Malkim Rambam. Right? The Rif says it. The Rif says it because Sofet Rabban Lekula. Right? Mishabura has a shayla over there. Am I allowed to be machmer and make a bracha? Okay, I'm not machuyev. It's a dinner about. I'm not machuyev. I want to be machmer. I want to make a bracha. Am I allowed to? So if he says machmer, come a poiskim, then you're not allowed to. He says because now if you're not machuyev to now maybe it's a bracha shen tzricha. And that goes into the issue of Loisisa. And they're both Rabbanans, like most, except for the Rambam, they're both Rabbanans. But this is the Rabbanan which they're Masa Mekar Kro. Pasal Loisisa, Shua is very Chomer, and Chazar Masa to the Pasal Loisisa is very Chomer, so you cannot be Machra Mesophic. But he says, it's not a Chlor, it's no Chlor Gomorrah which says that. Masha Mekama Poiskin. So Tosis says, not like that. Tosis says, I have a Sophic Bracha. I don't know. It's not a bracha b'tala. It's a very good bracha. So that which he says, he holds it like take the surah l'chumra. Interesting lashon. I wasn't sure know, I don't know. Do you have a marmukim? If you have Mava Talmud Mem Hey, Nimaska Bateku. You have that marmukim inside your what? You have that marmukim? I have no idea what he wants with that marmukim. So the Mava Talmud is written by Shulam Nugget. It's printed in the back of your brachos gemaras. And and it's like, then there's together with the Mabar Talmud, they wrote Kitzur Kol HaTam. Kitzur Kol HaTam was not written by him. Because how do we know? Because besides the fact that we know that, but in the Kitzur Kol HaTam, it writes at the beginning, Rashi Atevas Hakboim Beklolim. So the Hayayin is Helichos Olam. Some of the Sefer Krisis. The Shlaz of Shnei Kluchos Abris. So the Shulam Nugget, who lived in the time before Rashi, wasn't quoting the Shlaw. So just, but the stuff in the middle is Mabar Talmud the Rebbe of Shulam Nugget. So Shulam Nugget, ever heard of Shulam Nugget, right? No. Shulam Nugget lived in Spain, in the 11th century. And he was called Shulam Nugget because he rose to the position of prime minister to the king. So he was, Nugget means like the leader. Eventually, the Rambam's grandson became the Nugget in Mitzrayim, Rav David Nugget. Yeah. You've been reading your history. Good for you. So he writes in Mabar Talmud, he says that the Gemara is mischalik to many different chalakim. He says there are 20 different chalakim. There's Tosefta Brice, Apira, Sheila, Tshuva, Kusha, Apira, Tiyufta, Siyua, Ramiya, Takbasa, Batsracha, Maisa, Shmaitza, Sugya, Lachateku, Hagara, Hera, Shita, and Vishonim. So you thought like this idea that they break down your Gemara into different types of things. It's like a modern idea. It's a Shulam Nugget. Okay. So, he explains each one of them. And again, what's in the middle is him, and everything else around it is not him. And they're not necessarily directly connected. So he explains what a kash is, what a pirik is, what a siyu is, what a ramiya is, what a takwas is, etc. Then he says, teku, mimheim abeis, besovik, she's tabaka talma, b'shum dabra halacha, ein yudei lahashri v'lo, b'tishar halacha besovik, imhu b'yin yamamin, z'kula. When you need surah, is the chumra. That's the whole quote. I'm not sure why I need the Rosh Hashanah to tell me that. I mean that, right? And the chiddush over here that he downs it like taking the surah or the chumra. I mean, I'm not sure what exactly whoever the sign the marmakemus wanted with that piece, but at least you had a little bit of history lesson out of it. Do you ever know it existed? Ever heard of it before? No. The Mabar Talmud. Yeah? Nakamura. Yeah. You ever looked at it? No. Okay, now you did. Okay. That's not the Mabar Talmud. That's in the Kitzur Kol Talmud around him. They put together many different elements of Klolim. But he... what? No, but he says when we have machlokas, we have machlokas. Who do we pass them like? He doesn't get involved in all the different acronym, the different roim who you pass them like. And that's it. So. Okay, zok to the machaber meishvav. So the Gemara's Pashas, the Gemara, whether it doesn't play the way Rebbe Eger is being masked with Tosfos, it's not a kasha, because it's not Berachos and Hanan. That's the Marsha. Berachos and Mitzvahs, you say Sveikel Rabbanu Lekula, Sveikel Berachos Lehakel. But when you come to Berachos and Hanan, you have this added layer of Aslohanas from Elements of Bracha, so Mela, you should say the Bracha. I mean, the Pasha of the more is going the regular Kolim of Sveikel Rabbanu Lekula. This phrase, Sveikel Berachos Lehakel, that's not a nusach b'chalav the Gemara. At best, you have a Gemara which matches the rice of the Rabbanan. So why do you use the phrase sabah brachos lahakol? Because the Rishonim don't do that. Much of the riff on that Gemara on Yud Beis says suffered the risur from his lahakol, and the rest of the Rambam also says it. The Rambam says. Because Rambam calls brachos kulin nistapik lein birchim lav ain't a chayz mivarech lav tchila b'soipim nei shemi di b'soipim. It's a regular rule. Some of the Rambam the kulin. There's no special rule because of brachos lahakol. Pashas, I always assumed it meant the mishabura, then the reish tes, and again in reish tes vav talks about it. Let's give a sex veka lechiyuvav. I have two sudden why I should be chayv in a bracha. So based on the regular rule of Sabbath Rabbanu Lekula, I wouldn't be machmer. The Sex Veka would be machriya. It says, but Sabbath Rabbanu Lekula, by brachas, you don't do that. It's a chayadim. He says, the chayim mashim from prima godim. That even if you have a Sveka, which normally is the call of Sabbath Rabbanu Lekula, you wouldn't, since the chumra lo yisisa, you don't make a bracha, even by Sveka. So that's why we made it a special nusach, Sabbath brachas lahokka, because that's the nekud mitzad bracha, which is the shalom bracha labatol, according to chayadim. That's, I think, why we use that nusach. But that's erst, the first source of that is the chayotim already. Otherwise, it's the regular lid of Sabbath Rabbanu Lekula. And even that, the Velt has a stira. There's a Mishabura in Hilchas Sfiras Omer, which says that in case you have a Sveik Sveika L'chumra, that you're chayv in Birchas in Sfiras Omer, you make a bracha. So the Velt says, he passed over, you don't make a bracha on a Sveik Sveika. And here he says you make a bracha on a Sveik Sveika. I have two sodom lechumra that I'm chayiv in Sfiras Omer. So a person counted the Ben Hashmoshes. So, could it was Yom, maybe I had a count, even I missed a count, could be a lot of counts. So you allowed to count the subsequent nights with a bracha. Just at the Makkah, not to do it better during Ben Hashmoshes. So the Velt says that, he, Rabbi Taplin, in his Aruch Yisrael, has a whole siman on this kasher. Bring a different card and we'll talk about it. But he says the difference between the key of mitzvah or the key of bracha. Over here we're donning, do I have a key of Sfiras Omer? Sex Vekas says I have a key of Sfiras Omer. Once I have a key of Sfiras Omer, I make a bracha on it. The other Mishnah verse is discussing the whole suffix was directly on the din bracha. That you don't do. Okay. Reshuav Siptalad. Kolaver should be workal of laochla the riach by tzarach leisa b'yamino kishemuvarach. Good. Hey. Okay, let's look at the Taz over there for a second. Hey, tzarach leisa b'yamino. Mitzayek mitzay Shabbos oiches akoyis b'yaminoi. With some of Mismarloi, Baruch Kach Machlev, Kedisim Semination Base. So, you make a bracha l'kais. So you have to hold the kais. Right? So, I make the Rebbe Gafa, and obviously I'm holding the bracha l'kais. And then I'm saying the bracha afterwards. I'm about to say it on the kais. Right? So, I get it. You have to hold the kais. Why do you have to hold the Pesamim B'Klal? B'Shash, you make a bracha on the Pesamim, pick up the Pesamim. No, I'm saying because this is how you're supposed to do it. It's brought down, this is how you're supposed to do it. Right? So, I mean, to say that that's brought down in Allah, you're supposed to do it. Punkt for a case you don't have a table. You make them do without a table. It's not mistaver. So the way I understand it, if you ever went to Sfaradi Bris, right? So they make a bracha on Psamim. Right? They make a bracha on the Kais, they make a bracha on Psamim, and then they make a bracha. Psamim is a form of Shemot HaKadosh Baruch also. So they push it. The din of Psamim Motzei Shabbos is not Mitzad Havdolah. The din of Psamim is B'chal Natolei Havdolah. The Mor says the Psamim is independent. Because our Mekhaim make a bracha on Psamim Motzei Shabbos because of the vay of the vay of a nefesh, vay you know fash vay of a nefesh. The male you make a bracha b'samin. Since the ma'ase you're saying you have to say eish and you have to say so you might as well be misar alakos. That's the din. So this year Mashiach should come, but otherwise Tisha B'Av is not Shabbos. You're going to make a bracha eish independent of the bracha of. We don't make up some on Tisha B'Av because it's Taka Seder Mevelis. Brema Esh you make Motzei Shabbos and you make the Havdalah Sunday night. But there seems to be this inyan of Arab. There's the Pasha. This is part of the covet of the Shabbos or the covet of the Bris. It's the Davar Shenasham and Hanabai. The same way you're Yayin Samach Lavav Enosh. Shira layayin, you're making a shira on this thing, which is darshan hashem and hanaboy. So there's the union of holding it while you're making the bracha, but I can't hold both in my right hand. So whatever I'm making a bracha on, I put it in the right hand, then I switch, and then when I go back to say the bracha l'kais, the ikud the bracha l'kais, but I hold the b'sam and b'smol. Which one do you put down first? I usually put down the kais first, simply because it's much easier to put down the kais and pick up and switch the psalm than to try and switch the kais while you have some in your hand. I guess it's a... all right. I don't know. I assumed to just assume like that. I never really thought about it. It's just sort of like logic thing for me to put down the coast. I shouldn't spill and switch. I guess if you're very talented, you could try the other way around. But. No, you hold the coast the other way. You pick up with your left hand now. Well, you have to be machlev, but how do you suggest being machlev? Okay, I'm impressed. I guess I'm old already. I can't do that. So. I don't see where I said you can't put it down anywhere. Why can't you put it down? Yeah, they were very talented people. You know, they also didn't have averas. So that's a bigger, even bigger kunz. Yeah. So I guess it's a rather that I have a virus. Okay. We'll pick up on Sunday with the Mechaber and Hay and Vav, with the Nosek Kalin. Again, it's some of the Shabruas. And we'll have to see what we're going to do right to. Okay. I do want to, you should see that. Taka, take a look over there in the tour in Yeridea and Yutes. We're going to all print out. Because that's where he brings the sheetahs which we'll get, the sifhei.